English might be JC's second language, but you'd never know it by hearing him on the radio.
A Whoopi Wolberg impersonator?
What?
Yes, a Whoopi Wolberg impersonator.
Impersonator. Her last name always gives me fits.
JC on Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We have on the phone with us right now, oh, I'm so excited and simultaneously nervous, Mr. Mark Wahlberg from the new movie Pain and Gain.
Hey,
morning.
Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you? Why would you be nervous?
You just, I don't know why. You are this guy that just makes me nervous. I'm sorry. And I've even met you face to face. You couldn't have been nicer, but.
Yeah, you came in here.
Are your biceps there with you?
And it's because I work with people that ask you questions like that. It makes me very nervous, Mr. Wahlberg.
He's a fun guy.
Okay, well, don't be nervous.
He hangs out with Will Ferrell. Of course he's a fun guy.
And I'm really excited about Pain and Gain because, I mean, I think you, whoever decided to put you with Dwayne Johnson in the same movie, that was just genius right there.
You know, Dwayne is such a great guy, and we had a great chemistry in the movie. You know, people would always ask, you know, the obvious question would be, was there a lot of competition between us? Were we trying to outdo each other? First of all, he's a giant.
Right.
You know, the guy is a freak of nature. But second of all, you know, he's like me. We want to make the best movie possible, and we want to help each other, encourage each other to do our best work. And he's really a sweetheart of a guy. And, you know, Michael Bay had such a specific vision for Pain and Gain, and we really believed in him as a director and in the material, and we loved the parts that we were able to play. So, you know, we were really just working together to make it great.
Well, that's cool. One of the conditions that we had to request to get you on the phone was that you would conference us in with The Rock. So could you go ahead and call him and so we can get him on the phone?
You know what happened? He had emergency surgery.
Yeah, he had a hernia, right?
He was able to come to the premiere. Yeah, I guess his pelvic muscles got ripped from his abdominal muscles got ripped from his pelvis.
Well, it's a nice way of saying hernia. Yeah, if he had a hernia.
Yeah, so he's a bit of a wimp. He wouldn't show up to the premiere.
Well, you know what?
He's like, dude, just tough it out for a couple more days. Well,
exactly. You have to show up for the premiere. He should be stuck doing all the phone interviews with dumb DJs.
Right. And Mark, now when people...
I had a hornet sting on my finger. I still went.
And Mark, when people ask you the stupid question, who would win in a fight between you and The Rock, you can say you would definitely whoop his butt because he had surgery.
Well, I wouldn't wrestle him, that's for sure, but I would box him.
Now, when he was filming Pain and Gain with you, they said he was simultaneously training for WrestleMania, but you... Uh-huh. I was just reading, and I don't know if this is true or not, that you managed to put on 40 pounds in just 2 months of all muscle. Is that true?
I put on a little bit more than that, but I had like 10 to 12 weeks to do it. I was down to 165 for a movie that I did right before, and then I got up to 212.
Dang.
Oh, my gosh.
So, did you do it eating those Marked protein bars or something?
Yeah, we're snacking on those.
Yeah,
right
I
now.
Did. I had the whole Marked line that I was actually designing at the time, and you know, we were testing all the formulas and stuff, but I also eating 10 meals a day, 10 to 12 meals a day.
Your wife must have been so annoyed by you.
Yeah.
Because I was married to a guy that was always in the gym and eating nothing but chicken breast and broccoli, and there were times when I hated him just watching him eat like that and be that focused. Did it cause problems with you at home?
It did. My wife is like, she hates the routine of it all, you know, because it's like, got to get up at this point. Yeah, she's like, can't you just sleep in one day? You don't have to go to the gym every day. You don't have to get up to eat. Because I would go to sleep after eating a meal, wake up, eat another meal. And it was just, but my sons, they loved it. I remember when I started training to lose weight, my sons were like, Dad, are you losing weight? Don't lose any weight.
Did it enhance things in the department?
No. Wow.
It doesn't, but as long as you're not doing anything that has any banned substances, then it doesn't affect it in a bad way either.
Well, that's good to know.
In the movie, one of our guys is taking steroids, and he has a serious problem with erectile dysfunction.
Oh.
Now, it says in the previews for this movie, this is based on a true story. Does it stick pretty close to the truth, or do you take a lot of license with it?
You know, you take some creative liberties, but not a lot. I mean, we weren't there to actually see and hear everything that happened, but you have, you know, all the court documents and stuff, and then, you know, the ability to bring a little bit to the characters and add your own kind of thing to it, which I enjoyed because, you know, I wanted to make this character as interesting and colorful as possible, and the movie is told from uniquely from the criminal's point of view.
Did you guys get to meet the guys?
Perspective, so.
Oh.
No, they're on death row right now.
Oh, now we know how the movie ends.
We're tweeting all day long.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
follow at Kid Nation to see what we're doing. Kid Craddock in the morning.